Confirmed with Tomiko Torres.
It's happy Tuesday. Glad you guys are here with me today. I know you guys are either on your way home from work or hanging out, grabbing some dinner, picking up the kids from the sitter. But I know you guys are listening, and that is the good thing. Guys, I tell you, we got some catching up to do. Fast forward a little bit from last week with all of the abused children in those, homes that were geared towards making them better in life and progressive adults that could, be like a scientist or an inventor or who knows, something big in the world, And unfortunately, a lot was stolen due to the negligence of others. We'll say that. Now, there was a name that I mentioned, guys, and I was told not to mention that name again. And it wasn't anybody of higher authority that said that to me. It was someone that I know, someone close to me, guys. And they made me aware that this abuser is actually still allowed to be around children. How shocking is that? I guess, when people don't get penalized in these type of situations, this is what always happens. No one goes to jail. It doesn't get talked about. Maybe once or twice, a little bit here and there, but no real punishment. And that's still not okay. But guys, I wanted to bring a gentleman on today, and he should be calling in soon. Don't worry, line up. We got some good things to talk about. Because a lot of you guys out there may not know a lot of the hidden secrets behind your relationship. And a lot of those relationships, people seem to think that it's all about love and it's, peaches and cream and we're so overly in love happy. Well, sometimes, guys, you got to watch out for the little red flags that appear because you just never know what someone is plotting behind your head. This guy that's coming on, by the way, I can speak about this. It's an active, open investigation that I was privy to, by the way. I was asked to join in because it's dealing with federal charges, guys. When you find like people going out like Bonnie and Clyde and robbing banks, and all those shenanigans, it's a federal crime to rob a bank, and some people rob banks in other kind of ways. And I think that it's something that we need to talk about because it may be someone else in this cobweb of secrets in your relationship that you may not know about. You may think that you're the one in the driver's seat, and all along, your partner who's sleeping next to you, one eye open, one eye closed. Yeah, those kind of partners. Those are the people that you have to look out for. It's really sad, though, because, you get into relationships nowadays to say, I trust you. I love you. One day you're going to bear my children. And God forbid the children come out to be conniving and swindlers like the other person, and it's just amazing how people can pull the wool over your eyes. And guys, I'll be the first one to raise my hand. Me. I've been bamboozled myself, and from a friend of 20 years that I thought was a friend, but I was more like a friend of his type of thing. Yeah. The one that accused me of sexual assault. That guy, you know who I'm talking about, guys. But long story short, we're going to get down to the nitty gritty of how your loved one can get away, not with murder, but with robbery. And This caller should be calling in any moment now to tell us about his robbery that went on right before his eyes, you know? And it's sad to say that this guy is still heartbroken. And it kind of sounded like me that, it kind of sounded to me that he kind of wants this girl back in his life. Now, guys, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But from my one-on-one conversation, you know, because some people like to go back to the abusers for some reason. I don't know why. But I'm kind of feeling like he misses the abuse. And he's willing to, like, make adjustments and say, hey, guess what? She screwed up and I just want to give her another chance. By the way, guys, this wasn't like a 2 or 3 month relationship. This guy was head over heels for years with this woman that took him for a ride. She basically put him on a roller coaster and said, hold on, because you're about to get the ride of your life. And this guy had no clue what he was up against. Caller is on, guys. Hey, caller, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I was just giving the audience a little bit of the backstory about why you're here today. And I wanted to ask you a few questions about being in love. We'll start there. What does it feel like to be in love?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What is it like to be in love? Like your past relationship,
well,
you are head over heels, you know, ready to jump off the bridge with two eggs in your hand. Like, what was that feeling like?
Well, they always say love is blind. And I never knew what that meant until I fell in love with someone. You let your guard down. You trust. You supportive. You think that you have nothing to worry about. So that was my experience as far as being in love with someone, and the unthinkable happened.
Well, let me ask you, because we're gonna slow walk our audience, because a lot of people may be going through or have gone through what they're about to hear. So we're going to just slow walk a little bit down memory lane. So you're in love with this woman. And how long were you guys together?
Roughly around 6 to 7 years.
And in your eyes, she couldn't do any wrong. She was like innocent.
No, she really had me. I mean, I know what it felt. And it was the first time I ever fell in love with a woman. So she really had me.
Let's slow walk the audience a little bit. So when you were in love, you were in love. And in your eyes at that time, she could do no wrong.
That's correct.
Now, what happened to all of this abundance of love? You know, you guys eventually got engaged, right?
That's true.
And you said this woman is going to be my wife one day.
So I thought.
So now we're going to fast forward just a little bit. So why are you, well, let me ask this. Are you still engaged?
No. Currently, I'm not engaged. Some chain of events had happened. As far as, there were red flags about things that were going on. I kind of ignored the signs. I knew they were there, but I ignored some of them. Some stuff I never seen coming. Just some bad behavior on her behalf that made me start looking at her a lot differently.
Okay, I just got a message, and they said they want to know what kind of bad behavior was it. What was the sign?
I'll just tell you what I remember. Sleeping downstairs on the couch. I guess, you know, downstairs always on the phone, and you know. And then for some ironic reason, she came in, started coming in late. And some of the instances, she wouldn't come in until the next morning with no explanation. Walk by and don't say anything. At that point, I knew we were done.
So did you think at one point maybe she could be cheating?
That was a strong possibility. That was a strong possibility, yeah.
So did you take any preventative measures to like, okay, this could be happening, but what am I going to do to confirm that this is actually going on? What did you do?
Well, I don't want to incriminate myself, but I did something and I knew her whereabouts. And I went to her whereabouts. And when I went there, I seen her coming out of a hotel. And she turned, she looked, she faced me, she seen me walking down the street, she seen me, and her face was like stone. Not a wrinkle, not an eyebrow hitch, none of that. She stood firm with her facial expression, because she know I'm a body language person. So she knew that I would be able to signal or just know there's something that's horribly wrong. She already knew. I knew by coming out of that hotel that I knew something was wrong. She knew that. And I asked her, what's going on? She said, nothing. I just had a couple of drinks and my peach got me a room right here. I said, well, you could have called me. I could have came and got you. She said, well, I mean, I was right here. So I just, you know. I said, well, who's up there? She said, nobody. I said, well, let's go up there. And she turns around as if she's going to go there, and she turned back around and she starts flipping out on me. Like, I ain't got to explain nothing to you. Anyway, she went ballistic. And that was it. She got in the car. And she left. I mean, she said some other things that wasn't relative to what I needed to know, but she wouldn't admit to it. And, you know, the writing was on the wall at that point. I had to look her in her eyes. You know, and the thing is, I know in her gut and her heart, when I popped up at that hotel, she kind of like, how the hell did he know where I was at? So she probably had, that probably was bothering her for a while. How did I know?
And
she thought she had it all figured out.
How soon did you end the relationship after seeing her come out of the hotel?
Well, to be totally honest with you, I left the day before. My clothes was packed up, and I already took all my stuff out, and I already gave her the key, and I left. There's nothing like catching somebody in the act. And I didn't physically catch her in the act, physically, like the room situation, but I caught her come out of the hotel, and that was just enough to clarify what I was thinking, or somewhat thinking. I just never thought I would just catch her coming out of a hotel. I never thought I would. She thought she was just that slick and that good that she can pull a wool over my head. Or I could say this to the listeners, that maybe the relationship was over well before I knew it was over. Because that could have been a factor in why she started just going left. Maybe, you know, there's always some guy that comes along that shows your girlfriend something different. It has nothing to do. You didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong. It's just a guy that comes along, shows her something different, and that's what happens. And some girls tend to go for that. Sometimes the grass ain't green on the other side. And sometimes I've seen some incidents where some girls went and married off with the next the guy they was dealing with, and lived happily ever after. And there are some cases like that. I don't know what her deal was. I really couldn't say. I never got an explanation behind why she was doing the things she was doing. There was never an explanation. There was never no talking, nothing. Even when she came in and I coming in at 5:30 in the morning when I caught her one time, 9 o'clock, no explanation. She comes in the door, walk right upstairs, you don't get the shower. No explanation, no nothing.
So let me ask you, because you're a businessman, what about the time where you had like $300,000 in your business checking account and it slowly dwindled away? Did you ever get any clarity on where the money went?
Well, some of the transcripts I did see, some of the statements I've seen. At the time, I broke my knee, so she was actually running the business. I couldn't really see everything, and I gave her full control to do whatever she needed to get done as far as paying my guys and you know, going out on the work site, getting the Airbnb. And to be totally honest with you, I don't know what really went to all that money. I had nothing to show for it, I could tell you that, but a box truck and maybe two cars, one that I bought her and one I bought my daughter. And that's about $4,000-$10,000. I don't know. I mean, maybe if some of it went toward the business, like into material and payroll and all that sort of stuff.
And you even
the rest, I don't know.
You went as far to prove your love. She said, "Hey, I want to buy this property, and let's do business together." And you said, "You know what? This is a woman that I love. One day she's going to be my wife," and you buy her the property and you put the deed in her name.
That's exactly what I did, because we had although we had nothing on paper, but we both verbally knew what we were going to do. And, you know, as far as getting the place together and you know, all the plans on what we were going to do, worked the building for her. And, I guess when things went horribly wrong, she decided that I'm not a part of the building no more. So she told me, I told her, I said, "Well, I'm going to put the cameras back up and I'm going to start fixing it." She said, no, don't do nothing. Don't do nothing. I got it. I'll do it. And I was trying to figure out, well, how was she going to get the money to do it when she doesn't work? So some things wasn't adding up to me. But nevertheless, she didn't want me a part of it. It's like she was boxing me out away from the property.
So that's a great question when you say, well, how are you going to pay for certain things? And I am your I'm your financial backer. And then you find out there's a $106,000 PPP loan that's floating around here with your name on it. And you didn't receive the money. Like, what's going on with that situation?
Well, that is correct. There was money filed in the PPP on my business and personal. I can't 100% say it's I'm not pointing the finger, but I have strong evidence, strong intuition that it was the person who I was with, because nobody else had my information. And maybe they didn't do it per se, but maybe somebody else did. They probably get information up to try to smokescreen themselves from being, directly involved.
Okay, and then
so my evidence, you need to believe that.
Usually these funds are tracked and they know where it was mailed to. And how did you feel knowing that the actual funds that came on a debit card was actually mailed to her best friend's house? How did you feel knowing
that? Well, I just didn't know. There's a lot of things I know now that I didn't know then. Reasons probably why she needed the money. She had some issues going on where she needed the money. She was desperate. She knew she couldn't come to me to get the money. She knew that was over. And I guess whoever she was dealing with wasn't going to give her the money either. I don't know if she was being played out or, it goes back to me saying the green grass ain't green on the other side all the time. Most women, y'all women think it is, but sometimes it's just not. It's just a guy coming along telling you what you want to hear and selling you a dream. And, he strips you away from your family, but he's not leaving his family, but he strips you away from yours. And, a lot of times situations like that ends up disastrously. And that's what happened. I believe that's what happened to me. And once the money, once she see that the money was gone, she thought I was broke. In technical terms, let me define broke. If I'm not sitting on $100, couple hundred dollars, I'm broke. That's broke to me. And $100,000 ain't no money. But that's broke to me. I'm broke. Like, I had some kind of reserve money. She didn't know it because I had some money. I took some money to my mom's house. And that's where I left it. I ain't have to give her no more access to no money because she was stealing money and think I didn't know about it. Like, I would have money upstairs in the drawers, at least about 20 grand, and she would go in between the money and slip money from, like, bills in between the money, like 20 of them or $50 out of one stack, $150 out of another stack. She was just nitpicking on the money. And the thing is, she never had to do that. If she wanted something, she decided to go in and just take it. Just let me know what you're taking. So it was signs of stealing. It was signs of, I learned what I know now, I didn't know then, that it was LLCs and corps had to be, all the taxes had to be paid. She told me it was $6,000. And she didn't press right away. But she picked the bug in my head. So she, you know, then finally she asked me, I'm going to take the $6,000 out and pay the girl to do the taxes and all that. I said, all right, cool. I said, it's right there. And then you know where it's at. And then I thought everything was good. But apparently I was wrong. As time went on, I start calling the IRS. I checked, no taxes have been found on any of those LLCs. So now it comes down, where did the money go to? But as time went on, I kind of found out where the money was going and where the money went to. I found out where the money was going, where it went to. And I know why, I found out more information to where she was going and why she needed the money. And she wouldn't disclose that. She wouldn't tell me why. She wouldn't tell me nothing. She was in some kind of trouble. She just wouldn't tell me what it was. And I thought I was supposed to be her partner, her friend, and she couldn't even tell me that.
Well, let me ask you, have you been able to confront her on some of these allegations?
I did. I confronted her. One week I seen her. It's not even last week I've seen her. And she was with some business people, and I didn't want to approach her at that moment. So I went around the block and I went and got somebody at the store. And I went back around there. And by this time, she's talking to some ladies, some neighbors and all that. And that's when I approached her. And I said, can I talk to you for a second? He said, no, I'm talking business right there. And I said, well, I need to talk to you. She said, man, I'm talking to somebody. I said, well, I just can't wait. I said, and then I said to her, I mentioned out a bank to her. And she looking at me and I said, you know, PPP loan and my name, my business name. And she said, what? I don't know what you're talking about. So that right there just confirmed, you know, all the lying and just not being truthful about anything. She you know, she's the type of woman when she get called out on something, she can't handle it. She goes into a shell and she you know, the lying and she can't handle being called out for something that she did wrong. That's something she struggles with.
So do you think when she said, what are you talking about? She really didn't know what you were talking about?
Well, there's no way from my evidence and what I gathered up and helped with some other people, there's no way in the world that she didn't know what I was talking about. Because that card went to an address to somebody she's associated with. But there's no way in the world she could tell me she don't know what I'm talking about. When I mean associate with her, I've seen her with that person.
So you don't want to really point the finger until you have like hardcore proof of video.
100%, right.
You know, her spending money, you know, and they'll give you a printout history of everywhere she went, you know, and spent the money. And today with cameras and timestamps being everywhere, it's kind of hard to evade certain situations. So are you gearing your mind towards maybe this girl really did it and maybe is not someone else that knows me?
I'm more subject to believe that she's involved.
Well, what about your feelings for her? Do you still have like emotional feelings for her?
Well, the emotional part is gone. But as far as feeling bad for her, I do, because I don't know what really happened to her. She really went left. I'm saying out of nowhere, but it might have been going left a long time ago. I just never seen it.
So you were more like in the relationship and she was already gone and you just finally said
that's the case. It. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say, yeah, that's much more, there's a lot of truth to that. Because she was already gone.
You know, I don't like to be biased and take sides, but do you think there's anything that you could have done wrong that made her like go astray? You know, like you did something, maybe you did something. Maybe you said something.
Well, I could tell you one thing, it had nothing to do with another woman. After talking to my ex-wife, who talks to her, they had a lot of, they was really tight and they talked a lot. And she always pointed out this one specific woman that I was real good friends with. And she said that, you know, because my friend had a problem with her. I said, I don't understand why. I boarded the house. I introduced her to her. I'm going to go over there. She knows I'm over there. I call him over. I'm over at this person's house. She knew all that. I told him every move. I mean, I wasn't trying to hide nothing from her. Nothing at all. So I think she might have struggled with that. But she never told me that she did.
So do you think maybe because she thought you had something going on behind her back, she said maybe it's time for me to get the money and go?
That's a possibility. That possibly could have happened. But the thing is, I never had anything going on behind her back. I was in this to win. I was in this. I really loved that woman. I really did. But obviously, she don't respect me enough to even give me a conversation. And this stuff been going on since 2021. Maybe it's really 2022. Who knows? That's, you know. To me, I'm thinking everything's okay. In 2021, it's just that it wasn't okay. She must have got a hold of some money, and she got too big for her bridges. I don't need him. I don't leave him. She's out there with that in crowd. They doing town, the parties, and whatever else they probably was doing. And you know, she just got caught up.
Do you think,
I mean, I've never seen, I don't believe her to be nothing like this. It's not, I mean, I've been with her too long. I never seen no signs of her. Like, I never even met none of her girlfriends, but two. She really dealt with guys.
And really when, very, when did you find out?
With guys doing nonsense, doing shenanigans stuff.
And when did you find out about her two Facebook pages?
I didn't learn about them until after the fact, after she and I quit in the hotel, I left. And everything started coming to light gradually. And I can go on the page and see certain pictures on there with certain people. Saying some arrogant things or, you know, things that you know, it's just arrogant statements she was making. And I never really went on her page too much. I went on it maybe twice, maybe three times, and that was really it. It was nothing for me to see on air. Really nothing for me to do on her page about.
So she had to be pretty much of a private person, because you know how people are in relationships. They'll put their significant other's name like in a relationship with, like, did you ever get a chance to see that Like, I'm in a relationship.
Now, from my understanding, nobody never knew any guy that she was dealing with. She kept all that well hidden. Even back then, before I even met her, they used to think that she dealt with women. She dealt with guys, but she kept it well hidden. She never brought them around. None of that stuff. She kept guys that she dealt with well hidden. And she could keep me well hidden to a degree. I mean, I met her family and all that, but went to cookouts and a couple of things, and she went to a few of my family things. Not a lot. In 7 years, not a lot at all. Maybe a couple of functions, and that was it. And vice versa. A couple of functions here and there, and that was it. And, she wasn't with me. Nobody probably even knew she had anybody until she had that wedding ring on. And out of nowhere, that was off. And that was another sign that something wasn't right. Keep in mind, never said nothing to me. Didn't indicate me that something's wrong at all. Or when I talk about, well, Ed, you know, you need to do this, or Ed, you know, you should do this, or, you know, you whatever, you need to be done. I don't get those kind of conversations. It's just moping around, not saying nothing, being sneaky, looking at me all sideways, stuff like that.
So how are you really feeling inside? Like your true, real feelings. You know, you finally get to confront her. You finally get to say something because she's been playing dodgeball with you. How do you feel inside seeing her face to face, looking her in the eye, and really getting to say, I'm finally in front of you now, and saying everything that you almost want to say, and then her just disappearing like a ghost in the middle of the night again?
Well, I felt relieved, to be honest with you, that I got a chance to say something to her, to rattle her cage. Because she was moving around like she wasn't doing nothing, like I didn't know nothing. So I felt relieved after that. I really did. I was actually, you know, that took a lot off me too. By approaching her and telling her what I believe that she's doing.
And how long has it been since you guys like ended the relationship?
I'm sorry.
How long has it been since you guys ended the relationship?
I ended the relationship November 16th of 2021. I took the key off my ring and I gave it to her. The 17th, which is the next day, I caught her at the hotel. Technically, by me giving her the key and walking away on the 16th, there was no need for me even to follow her no more. But I'm a need to know guy. I just have to know. Even though she already gave me the answers already, but I just had to physically look at her eyes coming out of that, some steps out of that hotel.
Do you feel deceived?
Absolutely. Deceived, betrayed. I know she's a different type of woman. She'll lie. She lies and with no, like, just the way she lies. It's, the way she lies, it sounds, how can I explain this? It's almost, she lies so much, she actually started believing her own lies.
And out of
she would lie to me about.
Out of the many years that you guys were together, you never picked up on any of this?
None of it. That's how well she pleaded. If she pleaded out that well, or she ran into an issue, which I know she did, she got into some kind of trouble. I'm not quite sure what it was. She got into some kind of trouble, and she was embarrassed to tell me. I think at that point, it all went downhill from there. And that was probably like in 20, it was maybe, as a matter of fact, no, because from my understanding about the money was whatever was filled out for the PP was back in April 2021. I only stumbled across this to like another like 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. So April of 2021, she already had a plan. So which means I don't know about what's going on. I'm thinking we're going out, we're doing stuff, and everything's fine. I didn't think anything was wrong. There's no indication that something or anything was wrong. But obviously something was wrong. I think she had met somebody around that time. You know, when you meet somebody, and you know, like I told all women, and you meeting somebody, and if he can't come to your house, something is wrong. If you can't go to his house, something is wrong. I'm not quite sure what kind of arrangement they had. Well, it was a hotel arrangement, obviously. And I believe my sources told me this guy was married and had kids. Somebody had, you know, I have my sources where somebody gave me some information that was pretty accurate. And when I brought that to her attention, she flipped out on me. Almost like, how the fuck do you know that? She went crazy. So crazy where she jumped on the car and took off and almost got to an accident. But by that time, she was already in trouble. We was already separated. It was just done. I could feel it was done. I didn't want it to be done, but I knew it was done. Let me just say that. And that's a part of that love thing. When you're in love, you ignore all the signs. You really do. You know they're there, but you ignore them.
Did you ever get the feeling that she wasn't attracted to you anymore?
Well, we have an age difference, so that may could have been the issue too. It could have been abundance of things. I'm just not quite sure where to pinpoint. It could be all of the above. I'm not quite sure because I never got any answers from her. And I never will because she's embarrassed. She's embarrassed. I just know too much about what's going on in her life without even calling her or seeing her. I just know too much that's going on with her. And she doesn't like that. She doesn't like it.
So, you know, because there's a lot of guys that don't know when a relationship is over, they're still there. The woman is still there physically, but mentally she's gone.
Yeah.
So, you know, sleeping on the couch, you know, in the basement, like all things to avoid you. You didn't like say to yourself, like something is not right here.
Yeah, I knew something was wrong, but I knew something was wrong then. But that, of course, that's the most obvious one. When they're sleeping down on the couch, thinking like they said, I'm going to sleep down there, and they wash up, and they stay downstairs. They never come upstairs in the room at all. So, yeah, she, and then the time I asked her for sex, she said no. So that was it right there. Never told me no. So that was just a tip on the iceberg. That was a tip on the iceberg.
I got a question for you that came in. It's from another gentleman, and he wants you to answer honestly. He wants to know, if she wanted to come back, would you take her back?
There's no way in the world I can allow nobody like that in my life. I can never trust her ever again.
But what if she came to you and said, listen, I made a mistake. I really love you. I screwed up. I was with this guy. What if she like gave you the hardcore, honest truth and said, I messed up. And this was her first time messing up. You still wouldn't say, I love you that much to take you back?
No, I love you that much to let you go. I love you that much to let you go. You just do what you're doing. I'm doing what I'm doing. I can never ever trust you again, ever. Because I'm trusting Lord too big with me when I'm with somebody. Now, I had my shares of previous people I was with. I did, you know, did some things and that wasn't right. But for 99.9, I was in their best interest at heart. far as mentally, physically, financially, the whole nine.
And not only that,
I cannot go back to that.
Her mom had cancer, and you actually took the mom into your household and said, we'll take care of her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's more like a package. You know, her mom got sick, and she came here, and it was fine. And they didn't have to worry about nothing. I took care of everything. So her or mother ain't had to do nothing. Her mother went out and worked because that's what she wanted to do. She didn't have to.
But she worked, but did you pay all the bills? Or they said, you know what, we're going to meet you halfway. We're going to give you half. Did that ever happen?
There was no halfway. I took care of everything. And her financial needs, whether it's clothing, what have you, whatever she wanted. It was whatever she wanted, I would do it. There was nothing I wouldn't do for her. Nothing. She made me feel that comfortable, that I can trust her and believe in her.
Well, you're a guy that has a very big heart. You know, there's a lot of questions that we're blinging in. People want to know. They want to know. Would you mind coming back on the show one day to answer some of these questions?
Absolutely.
Caller, we look forward to having you back sooner than later. So I'd like to thank you for coming on, and we'll be in touch soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And have a great night.
You too.
Guys. I'm speechless. I'm speechless. You know, some women, they actually die for that type of relationship. You know, to be with a guy that will take care of them, pay their bills, and I mean, by the way, take care of their mother. You know, your mother's dying, and you know, you say, listen, I gotta take care of my mom. And you basically just like screw the guy over. Like he doesn't even exist. Someone sent in a message, which, you know, I don't know if I could say that because I don't really like to say things like that. But there's someone that says this young lady is very lucky that he didn't slice her throat. And that's what happens a lot. I mean, this guy is like catching you red-handed. You're coming out of the hotel. You know, you're no longer intimate with him. You're blowing all this money. You're running behind his back. You're taking out a PPP loan of $106,000. And this poor guy, he gets not a dollar of that money. And then you exhaust his business bank account of, you know, $300,000 plus. You drain it dry. And he has, you know, some things, but nothing of that equal value to show that, you know, this is what I did with my business money. That's kind of ratchet, you know, that's the proper word to use. And some people that get guys, they don't know that you won't be fortunate like that again. Those kind of guys are hard to find. Someone else sent a message and said that he should have killed her dog. I don't know if she has a dog, guys, you know, but animal cruelty, he would have went down on that one. He would have went to jail. He would have went down. Animal cruelty is serious. But there are some situations that people will result to taking everything that you like away from you. You know, I mean, this guy's going through this. If he would have lost his mind and the mother's in the house and, you know, he could have went crazy. He could have killed everybody if he was that kind of guy. Thank goodness he's not that kind of guy. But we look forward to him coming back. There's so many people with questions. They want to know. They want answers. You know, there's people that are asking, whatever happened to the ring? Did you ever get the ring back? So that's, guys, I don't know. That's a question when he comes back on that we need to find out. You know, if he could share that with us, maybe, you know, some situations people get angry and they give the ring away. That could be a possibility if he never got it back. He didn't sound like a petty kind of guy to me that, you know, was like the crumb snatcher. I bought you sneakers. I bought you clothes. As a matter of fact, guys, I meant to ask him about the favorite pair of boots that he not only bought her one pair of, but he bought her a duplicate, a second pair. And when he ran into her, you know, and that's crazy to me, she had the same boots on that he bought her. So to me, if I'm done with you, everything that you gave me, it's out to the consignment stores, the Goodwill. You know, why would you want to keep something from a person that you despise so much? It's really weird. Because guys, I'll tell you about my own experience. You know, you meet people, they come into your life. And unfortunately, sometimes they don't make the cut. Meaning, the presentation of them don't make the cut. And sometimes a lot of other things don't make the cut. So when you see people with your charitable goods on and they're proudly walking around with them on, I mean, you know, have some class. Where's your standards? You're taught this as a child. Give the toys that you don't want to someone else because you don't want to play with them anymore. You know, just give it away. You know, you guys know about that. That's why every year there was Christmas. You had new things, new toys. Because you let the unfortunate have the things that you no longer want. And it's very sad to say that you find guys today and ladies, you wonder why they're so broken. Why they don't want to be in relationships. Why they don't want to be married. Of course, it's a trust issue. Because when you get bamboozled by someone, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a husband, a wife. It could be just a plain platonic friend. Your eyes become opened on how far you're going to allow that friendship to be a part of your immediate circle. Friends are around for a reason or a season. And sometimes people have to learn that. People come into your life for reasons and seasons. And you have to learn to pick one because not everybody has good intentions. They will lie, they will steal, they will cheat. They will make you feel like you're walking on diamonds and you're this perfect person that they love so much. And you're the one that's going to get the short end of the stick. Jealousy runs deep. Some people don't know that you have people that are very jealous of you. And you know what, guys? I'll take it a step back and I'll make it quick. But my ex-husband, he was bamboozled by many friends. That cost him over $400,000 of trust that he'll never get back. And I'll park it and I'll leave it right there because I know he's listening in tonight. So guys, I'd like to thank you for coming on. We got some questions for that caller who got bamboozled by that young lady. Guys, watch your backs out there. Ladies, Watch yours too. See you guys next week. 13.4 million listeners from the East Coast to the West Coast. Thank you, LA Talk Radio. I love you guys. See you next week. Same bad place, same bad time. Tommy Torres signing off. Bye, guys.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.